Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Seven.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Good to be with you again tonight. This is going to be a crazy night for me because tonight, in just a few hours, that will be from 3 to 5 a.m. Eastern, I will be on the radio with my friend George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM. And some people don't know about the show. It comes on from 1 till 5 every night, 7 nights a week. So it's a 4-hour show, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the East Coast time zone. And it's a really interesting show that I've grown to love for years as a listener. And it's also been great to be a guest. I've been on several times. I'll be back again tonight to talk about my book on finances and prayer. And it's an interesting show. You might have heard it before when they're talking about things like UFOs, or sometimes they talk about business topics or the JFK assassination. And one of their favorite topics to talk about is prayer. And I have a book out on this, an Amazon bestseller, called How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. And George Norrie is a big fan of that book. In fact, he gave me a great quote that I can use in my marketing endorsing the book. He had me fly to Colorado to be on his television show. I was on 2 episodes of his TV show talking about the book. So that is tonight. So thank God for coffee, right? To stay up all night. I told my wife this show ends at 11 o'clock Eastern. And then I start with George Norrie at 3 a.m. Eastern. So technically, there's a little bit of a break there, right? I could get maybe 2-3 hours of sleep, but I just don't see myself taking a nap between this show and the 3 a.m. appearance. So it's going to be an all-nighter, I think. And I think I'm going to put my head on the pillow at 5:01 a.m. if I can get to sleep. But in any case, we have a great program lined up for you tonight. My guest in hour number 2 is Edward T. Haslam. And the name of the book is Dr. Mary's Monkey. And this is just really a fascinating topic. This book gets into something very explosive, which is, could it be that the polio vaccination, one of the side effects of that is that it causes soft tissue cancer? And could that explain today's explosion of cancer like melanoma, lymph cancer, these kinds of cancers, soft tissue cancer, he says in his book, could be related to its origins to the polio vaccine. But it gets even stranger because we then get into the murder of a doctor named Dr. Mary Sherman, and there are connections to Lee Harvey Oswald, connections to the JFK assassination. I mean, this is a book where it's like, wow. And it's filled with pictures, filled with footnotes. It's a very large book. It's over 400 pages. And Edward Haslam will be with us tonight to talk about really a book that has become a classic. I would feel good about saying that. That would be fair as it relates to alternative history as well as the JFK assassination. I should note also that the foreword to the book was written by Jim Mars, who has to be sort of the number one name you think of when you think of the JFK assassination. So that will be in hour number two tonight. Next week, our guest in hour number two, this one is really fascinating. Author James Barrett joins us next week in hour number two to discuss something really scary. The title of his book is Artificial Intelligence and the End of the Human Era. You've probably heard all of this talk that robots are taking over the world and they even have computers now that can think at a very primitive level. Well, the idea here is that at some point, we're going to have computers that are smarter than people. And maybe at some point they actually take over and then they're in charge of us. Stranger things could happen. It's not science fiction. It really could be the case and it could be our future. And author James Barrett joins us next week to talk about what's going on. Just amazing advancements in the world of artificial intelligence and computers. And some of this is good. You know, some of this, you know, could really be a good thing. I mean, for example, one form of artificial intelligence could be the syncing of traffic lights. So if you had a computer that could sort of evaluate a traffic flow and time the traffic lights to get us to the least possible traffic jams or the fastest moving traffic flow. I mean, these are forms of artificial intelligence. Some people use artificial intelligence, AI programs, as they're called, to time the stock market and do all kinds of other things. They're even in use in medicine right now. So where does this go? Where does it take us in the future? Scary, scary stuff. And we're going to get into that next week in hour number two with author James Barrett. Well, I have to tell you, this week we've had a huge response to our new sponsor, HomeGunBusiness.com. I get so many emails from people asking me, Jim, do you have an idea for a home-based business? Maybe you don't want to quit your day job. Maybe you've got a great day job, but you're just looking for something that you can do to supplement yourself. And maybe you're someone that has an interest in firearms. It's a little known fact, but you know it is true. And we've got a great sponsor here. You can go check out their website that you can actually get a federal firearms license and you can do a business like this right from your kitchen table. And not only can you make money selling firearms and selling ammunition, you also can purchase firearms and ammunition wholesale once you get into a business like this. And one quick example I gave, I think a couple of weeks ago, is, you know, when you hear these mail order ads where you can buy a gun on the internet and then it's shipped to you, or a website promoting guns for sale, that's totally legal. But what they can't do is directly ship the firearm to you. So what happens is the firearm is shipped to a middle point, a federally licensed firearms dealer, and then that person sets up an appointment with you for you to come and pick up your gun from their location. They do the paperwork and processing and then officially transfer ownership of that firearm to you. You can earn between $25 and $50 just doing simple firearms transfers like this. So if you're interested in finding out more, check out the website, homegunbusiness.com. And every purchase of their course helps to support the broadcast. So if this helps you and you can make some money from home in this kind of a business, great. And you're also helping us out by patronizing our sponsor, HomeGunBusiness.com. A lot of things happening on my blog this week, and I want to encourage you, if you're not checking out our blog, you got to get over there every day. We just posted an article moments ago that you're going to find shocking. A shocking article about this whole video expose of Planned Parenthood that is caught on video selling dead baby parts. You've seen this video expose in the news all week. Well, apparently, there is now a court order ordering the people that have those videos to not release any more of those videos. That order comes from a judge that is an Obama campaign fundraiser. In fact, it would be fair to describe this judge as a campaign contribution bundler. And we've got a whole big article on this. His name is Judge William Orrick III. Talk about a conflict of interest. It is the lead story right now on our blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. A lot of news to get into tonight, a lot of great information. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and we've got an explosive second hour for you tonight. When we welcome to the broadcast for the first time, Edward T. Haslam. He's author of the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. We'll be talking about just all kinds of unique facts related to the JFK assassination, questions about whether or not the polio vaccine may be the reason that we've had such a breakout in cancer over the past several decades. A very, very interesting book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. We'll be talking about that in hour number two. A lot of different ways for you to get connected with me. People ask me this, you know, what is it that you do, Jim Paris? Well, of course, we have the website christianmoney.com. And I am kind of like an aggregator of interesting stuff. I don't know if you want to call me the president of the Keepers of Odd Knowledge Society. I just love to go all over the internet. You know, I troll through the internet. I've got a bunch of websites I go to every day. I have a feed program that I use that tracks all the articles at the big sites like Drudge and so forth. And I just kind of pick out the things that are interesting to me. A lot of it is about how to save money, how to make money, how to avoid scams. I'm also a conservative Christian, so much of it has to do with sort of the culture war and what's happening in this country. And of course, this next year and a half is going to be political because of the presidential election coming up. So a lot of things that you'll find on the blog, which is blog.christianmoney.com. You can also join me over at Facebook. Now, at Facebook, we've got a page set up for Christian Money. So if you do a search, you'll find that we have a page set up for christianmoney.com at Facebook. But you can also find my personal Facebook page, and my name listed at Facebook is James L. Paris, Paris like the city in France. And unlike a lot of the big guys, you can personally friend me. Some of the information is duplicated on our christianmoney.com Facebook page and my personal page, but there's also some differences. So you might want to join me over in both locations. And there are links to all of that at our main website, christianmoney.com. You can get to the blog, you can get to the Facebook, you can even follow me over at Twitter, where I am at James L. Paris. One additional article to bring to your attention over at the blog is a blog post, which is a review of an online course on how you can write and publish an ebook in just 7 days. And that's a big promise, but it's a really great course. It's not mine, it's someone else's. And we've got a great article there reviewing this course. One of the reasons why this is now possible, and what we're talking about, is writing a book, publishing it for sale, for example, on a site like Amazon, in the Kindle store. Ebooks are just exploding right now. This is a great way to make additional money. But one of the reasons you can now write an ebook and publish it in as little as a week is because ebooks can be a lot shorter than full-length books. In fact, Amazon has they now have a special category for the shorter ebooks. These are ebooks that might be 30, 40, 50 pages in length. This is not a 500-page book. So you might pick out a small topic and put together a book in a few days, publish it, get it listed on Amazon, and start making money from that. So check out that article on the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, a review of this online course on how to publish your own ebook in just 7 days. Another article on the blog this week that I wrote the article, I posted it, and I just stared at the screen and I thought, wow, are we living in unique times? The headline, Greece becomes barter economy for first time since Nazi occupation. And what's happening in Greece right now is truly historic. Apparently, the stock market is opening up as we speak. It's opening what would be Monday for them, which would be now. So their markets would be opening up here very, very shortly. But their banks are still iffy. I think most of the banks are still closed. And so this article gets into what's happening in Greece with barter. And barter, of course, goes all the way back to the beginning of time, right? Trading, you know, farmer trading his crop, maybe for building supplies that he needs to build a barn. This is probably the oldest form of currency, you know, bartering. And a lot of survivalists, a lot of preppers talk about bartering. And there are those that are that are not convinced, you know, that we're going to be seeing harder times, and they kind of laugh at those of us that are big believers in barter. I barter right now in my own life. I barter right now. There is, for example, a local business here in town, and I do their internet marketing for them, and in exchange for that, I'm able to take advantage of their services. And there are a lot of these kinds of arrangements that people have, and I think it's fantastic. But what's happening in Greece, you literally now have those people that have survival gardens, and you know, they've got a garden and they've got their own food, are able to trade food for medicine. We're in a situation now where things are getting very, very critically scary in Greece. I mean, to the point where we might be looking at people going out without food, going without medicine, not enough gas for the cars, that kind of thing. And there still is no deal. I mean, from everything I read up until going live tonight, there still is no deal. Greece is still holding out, and there is no deal with the European Union. And we just don't know what's going to happen next. We're sort of in uncharted territories. But what a headline. Greece becomes barter economy for the first time since Nazi occupation. Now, on the story of Greece, I also ran across another interesting story. And this has to do with, again, a lot of people have kind of laughed this off, you know, the idea that there is some kind of a conspiracy, you know, a group of individuals that are standing in the wings to kind of, let's just call it what it is, overthrow the Greek government by using the financial crisis to do so. Well, this is an interesting article. This is from The Telegraph. You can go, this is, of course, from Great Britain. The headline here is, U.S. economist denies being part of, quote, criminal gang over secret plan B for Greece. James K. Galbraith does not expect to face criminal trial in Greece for being part of a five-man team led by Yanis Varoufakis carrying out contingency planning if the country was forced out of the euro. And this is really interesting because this guy, James Galbraith, who is a professor of government at the University of Texas, is a personal friend of Yanis Varoufakis, who is a former is the former finance minister there in Greece. And what they're talking about here in this article is, I guess we can call it a financial coup. And people have said this, that, you know, if Greece decides they're not going to pay these debts, could there somehow be literally like a bloodless coup where using financial means, the power structure in Greece is toppled? Could that happen? And it looks like there are plans, or there have been plans, and this professor, James Galbraith, may have been a part of those plans. And this article even kind of speculates whether or not he could face criminal prosecution from the current government in Greece. Very, very interesting. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Jeb Bush wants to get rid of Medicare. We'll tell you how he plans to do it.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Hour number two is going to be fantastic tonight. Don't miss it. My guest is Edward T. Haslam. The book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, will be talking about what he believes might be the origin of the breakout of soft tissue cancer in this country, and also some bizarre pieces of this that lead to Lee Harvey Oswald and the JFK assassination. The book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, we'll be getting into that in hour number two. I don't know if you saw this article. This is interesting. Jeb Bush is coming up with a plan that he's going to propose, which will involve private vouchers to replace Medicare. And this is interesting because as much as we talk about, for example, Social Security and all the problems with Social Security, for example, I understand that Social Security disability will actually run out of money in, I guess, 1 year. And so if you're getting Social Security disability, you'll probably continue to get it. The government will find somewhere to steal the money from to continue to pay you. The thought is they'll just take it out of the general Social Security funds to pay the disability payments. But a part of retirement here in America, of course, is once you go on Social Security in retirement, you also qualify for Medicare. And although for many people, they don't get everything they put into Social Security, That's not the case with Medicare. Medicare is a big loser for the government because based on the amount that people contribute to Medicare, this has a lot to do with current breakthroughs in medicine where people are living so much longer. We also have the fact that the cost of medical services has gone up so dramatically. But here's an interesting statistic. This is from the FoxBusiness.com website. Let me see here. It's got the remarkable number here. I've got to find it. $70,000 is what the average person pays in over their lifetime in Medicare taxes. But that person, the average person, is expected to take out in benefits $197,000. And it's even worse, I guess, for females because, you know, women live longer. It's $70,000 in contribution and an estimated $230,000 in lifetime benefits. So according to this article, the latest statistics are that the Medicare Trust Fund will be completely insolvent by the year 2030. So that's in, 14 and a half years. And so what Jeb Bush is looking at proposing a plan that would give individuals on Medicare a voucher. You would then be able to use that voucher in the private sector, apparently to use that towards buying insurance on your own. And then the government would be out of the insurance business. It sounds interesting, but I just don't know. I mean, as it is right now, from everything I know and everybody that I know that's in the medical field, they're telling me that the doctors and hospitals are already forced to take a huge discount when they work with Medicare patients. And so I don't know. I love the idea of privatization of programs like this, privatization of Social Security. I just don't know how that would work in this case. And it seems a pretty risky thing for Jeb Bush to come out with. You got to give him some degree of credit because typically when you discuss something like this, it immediately gets demagogued. You know, you could see the opponents of Jeb Bush saying he wants to take away your Medicare. And you know, that's what they're going to do, especially the Democrats will do that, if maybe even some of Jeb Bush's competitors for the Republican primary. So this is an interesting concept. We might hear about it this week when we have the first presidential debate. Which, by the way, it's interesting to note that debate this week is going to take place in Cleveland, Ohio. And apparently there was a murder over the last few days in Cleveland, and involved in that murder was an illegal alien. This is what I've heard. And so what one of the commentators I heard a couple of days ago said discussing this was it sort of sets the table for Donald Trump to go into his whole illegal immigration rant again, which he's got so much support on with people across the country. But they're saying that this is almost, you know, the perfect scenario for him to be able to take that further. But this is an interesting discussion that Jeb Bush will be raising about privatizing Medicare. They're looking to do something like that with the Veterans Administration, where they just give the veterans vouchers, then they can go to any hospital or doctor they want. And that all sounds good, right? It's one of those ideas that sounds great, but then are you going to get the phone calls from people? Are you going to hear stories of people saying, yeah, but no doctor in my town will take a VA voucher? I mean, is that going to happen? Well, it's already happening now with Medicare. There are some medical practices that simply won't work with Medicare. Too much paperwork, too much waiting to get paid. They've got to offer substantially discounted pricing. It's just not worth it to them. So where are we going to be with all this down the road? I mean, something's got to happen, right? I mean, we just can't keep going at this rate. I mean, the idea that the average person is putting in $70,000 and taking out $200,000 in benefits, that just can't work forever. I mean, we can't deny gravity. We can't deny the existence of math. Well, this is interesting. This is another story from the blog. We've got so much good stuff up there on the blog this week. I don't mean to make the whole show about our blog, but man, I'll tell you what, we really did hit some great stories this week, and we're trying to get more into covering the news. You know, our blog for many years was all about making money and saving money and really didn't get into the news so much, but we're finding that there's really just a convergence between those concepts, making money, saving money, and what's happening in the news. So, you know, them all kind of being mixed into the same crock pot here is not a bad thing. It makes it just a lot more interesting to spend time over at the blog. But here's the headline. Recipients of $15 minimum wage upset over loss of welfare benefits. I was talking to my wife about this earlier today, what you might put under the headline of the law of unintended consequences. So you remember the story where a few months ago in Seattle, they passed a law raising the minimum wage to $15. That sounds like a good thing to do, right? If you're a liberal, let's just pass a law that everybody gets $15 an hour. So they did that. And of course, immediately they had to start laying people off. Some businesses went under. Employees were upset that they were ostensibly doing the job of two people for one paycheck. But these were the things that were happening, sort of the law of economics kicking in. But then who would have known that this would have happened? Let me make sure. You know, I hate this more and more. When you go on the internet, you probably have this happen, where all of a sudden a video will start playing in the background, and you're just minding your own business, reading an article. That's what's happening to me right now. So I just silenced the sound of my computer. But here we go. The law of unintended consequences. So not only are these $15 an hour people, many of them losing their jobs, many of them being forced to kind of do the work of two workers because they, you know, the business can only operate, you know, with so much money going out to the paychecks. But now those that remain and are getting the $15 an hour are losing their public assistance. They're losing their welfare. And so they're upset. They're upset because now that they got the raise that they're making $15 an hour, they no longer, many of them, qualify for welfare. Who would have known all of this could have happened? And on that same note, do you remember the story earlier this year of this boss? And I believe this was up in the Northwest as well. This boss came out and said that he was going to set, yeah, this is also from Seattle. The company is Gravity Payments. You remember the story of the boss that came out earlier this year, and he set a new minimum wage for all of his employees of $70,000 a year. You remember that story? It was, this guy got so much press from this. You're not going to believe what has happened to this guy and his business after he raised the minimum salary to $70,000 a year in his business. I'll tell you what happened. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. The website is christianmoney.com. The blog is blog.christianmoney.com. You can find me over on Facebook, christianmoney.com, or you can just become a friend of me personally. And I do have that set up. Unlike a lot of the big guys on radio and TV, I don't care. We'll be personal friends. I'll look at your baby pictures. You can look at pictures of me on my sailboat. We'll have a good time. Find me on Facebook personally, James L. Paris, P-A-R-I-S. All right, hour number two, our guest is Edward Haslam. The book is Dr. Mary's Monkey. We get into the history of cancer in this country and also how this all ties into the JFK assassination and Lee Harvey Oswald. Fascinating, fascinating book that will be in hour number two. All right, so you remember this story. This was earlier this year, and I'm reading, this is from The Blaze, theblaze.com. Dan Price got a lot of kudos a few months back after establishing a minimum $70,000 salary for all employees at his credit card processing company, Gravity Payments in Seattle. So he comes out, he has an employee meeting, and he sets a minimum pay for all of his workers. I mean, I don't care if you're a secretary, a janitor, whatever you do, you get at least $70,000. And then he also set his own salary at $70,000. Well, well, well. Here we are now. It looks like his company is running into trouble. Not only is he in trouble because of paying out too much in salaries, but he also took a pay cut himself down from $1 million to $70,000. And now, in order to be able to live on his reduced income, It says here that he's had to rent out his own home. And it goes on and on and on here. He's had employees quit because they felt it was unfair to double the pay of some of the new hires while the longest serving staff members got small or no raises. There was also some problems between workers where, you know, one worker is a secretary, maybe has no college education, no background or experience. They're getting paid the same as someone who's been there for years, who's got a college degree, etc. Hey, guess what? Communism doesn't work, right? You think that, I mean, in the world of liberals, this would be panacea, right? This guy comes out, tells all of his employees, I've got great news. You're all going to make $70,000 a year. But it just doesn't work, right? The capitalist model tends to work better, where people actually get paid what they're legitimately worth. And so his company is in trouble. They're losing money. He's had to rent out his own home to be able to make ends meet. And this idea of just paying everybody $70,000, which got him in the news, this was sort of the story, I guess, that all the liberals wanted to promote. The idea of, you know, CEOs getting paid too much and then the line worker, you know, getting paid so little. And here's the guy that came out, gave everybody a big fat raise. All the way down to the lowest paid worker would get $70,000 a year. And then he himself would drop his salary down from $1 million down to $70,000. So we don't know really what's going to happen here with the company. But it is interesting to just see these liberal concepts in real practice fail. And we can see this whether we go and look at what happened to Detroit, what's happening in Chicago, what's happening in states like California. It just doesn't work in real practice. All right, we're continuing to beat on the state of Washington here. And I warned you of this several months ago. As gas prices have come down, and they're, of course, now starting to percolate back up. I think I filled up here for about $2.50 a gallon, which is not bad compared to $4 a gallon that we were at not too terribly long ago. But we're still not below the $2 a gallon, which we had seen some months ago. But what's happening is a lot of these states, even the federal government, they've been throwing around the idea that, hey, we can now raise gas taxes because taxes, you know, the price of gas has come down and there's already such a large amount of taxes baked into the price of a single gallon of gas. I mean, in some states, it's ridiculous how much you pay when you buy 1 gallon of gas in your state. You can Google that and see what it is. It is ridiculous. Well, the state of Washington just decided to raise their gas tax 7 cents per gallon. And this is expected to happen around the country because the theory is with this Iran deal, if it goes through, we could see even much lower gas prices than we've seen even in recent months. Some speculate we could be well below $2 a gallon. So rather than just letting us all enjoy the savings on that and put that money in our pocket to buy groceries, to be able to have money for the kids and extra expenses around the house, they're going to take that money from us, that savings. They're going to try to get their hands on as much of that as they can in new taxes. The problem with that is as gas prices are volatile, when the price of gas runs back up again, which it inevitably will at some point, they're not going to give that money back, right? It's not going to be based on a percentage. They're baking in set amounts of money based on these lower prices for gas. And as the price of gas, when it goes back up again, we're going to be stuck with those taxes on top of even higher prices for gas. I don't know if you saw the new Mission Impossible movie yet. I did not. But according to everything I read today, it's getting fantastic reviews and it brought in $56 million this weekend. So the headlines are Tom Cruise still has it. Mission Impossible continues to bring in huge money. This is his fifth Mission Impossible film. 56 million in ticket sales, number one movie of the weekend, one of the highest grossing openings for the year. $56 million, Mission Impossible. That's one of those movies, I'll be honest with you, I don't like to go to the movie theaters anymore. And I don't know if it's because of these shootings that are taking place there. You know, people are just rude to be around in a movie theater anymore, taking cell phone calls, talking. It's just ridiculous. But this is one of those movies where maybe I'm going to go see this one at a movie theater, because you got to love it on a big screen. We've got a deal here in town where I live in Palm Coast. If you go to the movies on Tuesdays, it's something like $5 or $6 to get in. It's a really big discount. And then you get a really big discount on all the snacks at the snack bar. I think the popcorn is half price or less and that sort of thing. So that's on Tuesday. So maybe this Tuesday I'll be checking out the movie Mission Impossible. And then a sad note here as we close this hour. The funeral services were held today for Bobby Christina Brown, the young lady who was the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, who was found really probably brain dead at the time. We don't really know, but found in a bathtub, just like her mother, and then was, of course, taken to the hospital. Never resuscitated, never really came back to consciousness as far as we know, and then passed away in a hospice facility on July the 26th. I had her funeral services today. And it just made me think, you know, many times we look at famous people, we look at wealthy people, and we look at them with such envy and jealousy, like, wow, I'd love to have the money of a Whitney Houston. But, you know, I think more times than not, being famous, being wealthy can be a curse. It really can be. And you just have to wonder, you know, how would life maybe have been different for Bobby Christina Brown if Whitney Houston was maybe just a choir director at a local church or maybe a school teacher and wasn't famous, wasn't a celebrity, wasn't a well-known singer and movie star. And you see these tragic endings to so many of these stars' lives, but then it really almost seems unfair, doesn't it, when it trickles down and affects the children? Because Bobby Christina Brown never really had a choice, did she? I mean, she didn't choose to be the daughter of a famous person. And some might have said, wow, what a blessing to be born into this world as the daughter of Whitney Houston. Of course, she was introduced to all the well-known celebrities all over Hollywood, including people like Oprah Winfrey. But now she's dead. Dead at the age of 22, her funeral services today. How terribly sad. And then another story here just quickly as we've got just a few seconds left. This is from thepostgazette.com. Interesting to see that many debtors are now using Chapter 13 bankruptcy to deal with their student loans. Now, you can't wipe out a student loan debt in bankruptcy. But by filing Chapter 13, they're able to do things like take a $1,000 payment and get it shrunk down to a couple hundred bucks. So this is becoming more and more the way to deal with your student loans, by filing a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. We'll be back in hour number two with our guest, Edward Haslam, Dr. Mary's Monkey. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.